what was told to you about what you'll be allowed to compete for here with the 49ers?
We didn't actually get into the specifics. I mean, it wasn't really that necessary. I mean, as a quarterback, it's one guy out there at a time anyway, so it's just about really getting reps. And I was told that I would get reps, the opportunity to continue to develop. And then the competition is all about the performance on the practice field in the game. So it was kind of pointless to get into all of it right now anyway.
Is it just, can you express your feelings about reuniting with Coach Harbaugh?
I'm super excited just to be a part of this organization. Had a great year last year already, and I know this success will continue because I know I've played under this coaching staff already. I know what they expect out of the players, details that go into the preparation every week, and allow the best opportunity that they put their players in to be successful, and that's what I'm just excited to be a part of that again.
Josh, when you heard that. Jim Harbaugh became the coach of the 49ers last year. Did you think that this was going to happen, that you would be reunited with him in San Francisco?
I knew it was a possibility, but you never know in the NFL. So I kind of wanted to play even keel, didn't want to get too high or too low on it. Just kind of wanted to let it play out and see how it happens. I mean, by God's blessing, he brought me back here. And after free agency, was able to become a free agent after this year and ended up signing here. So it all ended up working out for the better.
Josh, after free agency began a week ago Tuesday, how long did it take before you heard from Coach Harbaugh?
They had reached out to my agent to let him know of the interest. I mean, there was obviously a lot of other things going on with the whole Manning situation. So I was just kind of waiting and seeing to where my opportunity came in to take a visit. And then once they brought me in yesterday, we finalized the deal last night.
Now, when you look at the offense now for the 49ers, how similar is it to the University of San Diego?
It's still a West Coast offense. Some things have changed in terminology, formations, but I've also played in different forms of West Coast offense since I've been in the NFL as well. So some things I've changed in San Diego, I've actually did in the NFL. So I feel like it's just about changing over the language in my mind, putting it all back into this offensive, which kind of what I did in college, and just pretty much doing that. Just changing the language over, the concepts are pretty similar from what we did. So just getting the language down and understanding what are actually our game plans and everything is going to be about.
Hey, Josh, this is Chalk Belt. What's your visit with
Hello?
Did you throw passes with Coach Harbaugh yesterday?
Nah, I didn't.
No workout?
Nah, I didn't.
What did you guys do, actually, Josh?
I got to walk around, see the facilities, meet everyone in the building, talk football with a couple coaches. And then we hung out with the quarterbacks and played a little racquetball.
Who won the racquetball game?
Huh?
Who won the game?
We were playing three. We were all learning how to play. Me, it was my first time.
Is that going to be something you got to do going forward?
I'm not sure. I mean, if that's what all the guys want to do, I'll be down for it. It was a pretty fun experience for me.
What do you think Coach Harbaugh was trying to accomplish with that?
Guys just getting to know each other and becoming teammates. That's more important. The team aspect is more important than anything. We all have to be comfortable with each other because we all even though that you guys, everybody wants to play, but the team is more important first. So we all have to be comfortable with each other and be able to trust each other so we can help one another to help this team be successful.
Hey, Josh, there were reports that you were meeting with the Washington Redskins as well this week. What was it that the 49ers brought to the table that Washington wasn't?
I mean, I knew at the end of the day that what I was getting myself into here, and that was the biggest thing I was looking for out of this free agency. Just wanted to know that when I walk into a situation, that what I was told, that if I'm having given an opportunity to develop and compete, like I know that will happen. I know coaches never shot me wrong before. I know it's all about hard work with him and getting it done on the field. And I know coming here, that's what it will be all about. And that's the kind of
Tampa, Raheem Morris, that kind of wanted to at least give you a look in Washington?
Well, they had it's a lot of former Tampa Bay Buccaneers actually in Washington, so there was a lot of people in the staff. I mean, Bruce Allen was the GM that drafted me in Tampa, so a lot of people there had familiarity with me. So, I mean, it was a tough decision, but, I mean, at the end of the day, this is the right decision, and I'm happy to be here.
Josh, you mentioned reps in your first answer. There are going to be four quarterbacks in training camp this year. Is there any concern that there are enough reps to go around for four guys?
I've been in worse situations. I've been in camps where it's been five guys, so and it ended up working out. It's just about taking advantage of the opportunities that you get.
Josh, which of your teammates did you meet yesterday? And had you met Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick before?
I just met him yesterday. Officially met him yesterday, and that was it. I met a couple other guys. I met Ted Ginn last year, actually, at a celebrity basketball event in Oakland. And met Anthony Dixon yesterday and Kendall Hunter as well. It's a lot of new faces, so I'm still trying to remember faces and then put names with faces. And that's going to probably take me a couple of days, though.
Josh, where did you guys play racquetball at?
I have no clue.
Did Harbaugh play with you guys, too?
Yes, everyone was playing. He's pretty good.
Josh, why don't you do better here than you did in Tampa Bay?
Why will I?
Yes, why will you?
I mean, I'm not a future teller, but, I mean, I had just in predicting things when you try to, what'll give you the best situation to be successful. I mean, my college career kind of spoke, told me, look at what I did playing for these coaches, playing in this offense. I had tremendous success. We won so many games, and we accomplished so much as a team and changed so much in San Diego. And I remember the maturity that I gained from being down there under this coaching staff, and how I grew up as an individual and how I grew up as a football player as well. So why not do that in the pros as well, to be able to grew up in the pros under the same coaching staff that I grew up in college under.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh, as a player, what was the biggest difference that Jim Harbaugh made in you?
He really showed me how to trust in all my abilities. I mean, coming out of high school, I was still developing my body was still developing, so I kind of would doubt myself at times. But he just showed me how to play the quarterback position with confidence about everything and how you can really play it above the neck, control the game as well, and then when you use your athletic abilities, it's a plus in how to, but it's a time when you use it. So he really showed me a lot about playing the quarterback position.
Where did you
end up at University of San Diego?
Sorry, wait, come again?
How did you end up there at the University of San Diego?
wasn't recruited largely out of high school. I was a pretty small kid, too. I was still developing. I was probably 5'11", 145 pounds in high school. So, I mean, coach had got the job, and one of the local coaches, Alonzo Carter, had actually had a conversation about me, and he came and visited me at my high school at Oakland Tech, and we kind of hit it off from there, and I ended up going down there and playing at San Diego.
Did you know who he was when he visited you?
Yeah, most definitely. I've been a football fan, always been a football junkie. I knew exactly who he was.
What do you think you guys hit it off back then at Oakland Tech?
I think just our love for the game. It was a mutual thing that brought two different people from two different places together, and it kind of that's what brought us together, and it just propelled everything else. Because from the moment that I met him, I could tell his love for football and how he would just. And you always want to talk football, and that's the kind of guy I was. I was big on just wanting to talk football all the time, always trying to learn something new about football. And once I got around him, I was able to do that.
Were you a recruited walk-on then, sort of, early on?
Everyone was a walk-on in my school. We didn't give out scholarships.
Okay.
And, Josh, where did you meet with the Redskins, and when did you do that? They're all pretty much, they were out here yesterday for the Stanford Pro Day.
Thursday. I actually met with them Wednesday. Flew out here Wednesday night and met met with the Niners Thursday.
Were the Buccaneers still in the picture as far as a potential landing spot?
It was possible. It was possible, but, I mean, they had signed there. They had signed Orlovsky, so they probably, we was kind of looking into other situations, and then this was probably a better situation for me here anyway.
What's your time frame as far as getting out to the Bay Area permanently and just, you know, living at the facility?
Well, I always come home in off season anyway, being from Oakland, so now it's just, I'm going to go back to Tampa and gather all my things up and just go back to do what I normally do in the off season. But now I just get to work out at the facilities here and be around my teammates and coaches. So I'm going to do what I normally do, just do it out here, and then that's it.
All right, guys, you good?
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Josh.